Voters would be asked whether they support the death penalty in vicious murder cases where a conviction is supported by DNA evidence. The referendum would be completely non-binding and would only serve to advise lawmakers on the opinion of the general public. But the issue still draws passion on both sides because of what's potentially at stake. Arthur Thexton spoke on behalf of the Wisconsin Coalition Against the Death Penalty. He says people should not assume that DNA evidence will keep someone from being wrongfully convicted just because it's the latest technology.
Yeah, 100 years ago, we would have had this referendum with the phrase supported by fingerprint evidence. And people would have thought, oh, great, we have a way of being absolutely positive. We'll never make a mistake as long as we have fingerprint evidence.
Death penalty opponents say DNA evidence may show that a person was present at a crime scene, but it doesn't show when and under what circumstances. GOP sponsor Alan Lassay says that if the state adopted the death penalty, it would only be one option in homicide cases, one that prosecutors would most likely use sparingly. When they did, he says it would help families of murder victims to cope.
Maybe you can say it's about retribution or getting even or whatever, but I think that you can sympathize and agree that it would bring closure to know that the person that violated their home did these terrible things. It would come to an end.
Lassay's proposal already cleared the full Senate. Wisconsin's death penalty was abolished more than 150 years ago. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.